أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا, we now come to Surah At-Taghabun. This is Surah number 64. And Taghabun in essence is loss and gain. This whole chapter of the Quran, which is about 17 ayat, is a refresher on Iman to a Muslim community who needed to go back to basics. So looking at the spirit of this ayah, it's along those lines. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, Inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. From amongst your spouses and your children, there is a adu, there is an enemy, those who are taking you away from divinity. So they will distract you away from your full potential. And then he says, فَحَذَرْهُمْ, be wary, be alert. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. But then look what he says. But if you lovingly forgive them, if you overlook what they say, and you forgive, as in cover it all up. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah is forgiving and merciful. So it's really important to say, to understand that to treat a family with respect is uppermost here. However, there may be distractions towards one's full potential when it comes to serving humanity. Our first responsibility is towards our families, and that must be uppermost. But when it comes to a stage where maybe that they are diverting us away from that which divinity has ordered, from being able to serve humanity after we have met their needs and fulfilled our obligations towards them, then Allah says, be wary. Don't let them be a distraction to you. Make sure that you know your goal and you are with your goal. See, the next ayah actually enhances this. He says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Indeed, in your wealth and in your children, there is a trial, there is a test. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And with Allah is an absolutely phenomenal reward. So in essence, it's all about having a dunya akhira balance. How do I balance my children, which are my responsibility, with the akhirah, with my need and my responsibility to serve humanity? So maybe some pointers from the life of the Prophet and how he managed his time. And to prioritize and be consistent. The Prophet used to dedicate a time solely for Allah, typically in the late part of the night when it would not encroach upon the time of others. He was consistent in making time for his family. He made time for his companions, for social affairs, for receiving delegations. But all this can happen if we sit down and figure out what are the real priorities in our life. What is worth spending an hour on? What comes first? What is a must do and what is good to do? How do we allocate our time consistently? Unless we plan for and schedule time for community work, studies, attending to parents, our spouses, and our children on a daily basis, then we will not be able to understand what is high priority actions, and we won't consider them important enough to us. So it's time to sit down and work out what comes first, and then what do I do? How do I manage my time? And maybe the greatest thing is to stop procrastinating. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq, to be able to understand a healthy family humanity balance, a healthy dunya akhirah balance. And that we understand that there are times when we will be diverted away from divinity, but we've got to forgive lovingly. We've got to be able to overlook and go ahead. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.